My name is Lacey Hill from Six Nations, Ontario, Canada. I've traveled here to celebrate 40th Mardi Gras, and I am so thankful to be here to share my music and to share who I am and where I come from.
Don't be afraid to love yourself.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. The British government urges sex law reform in its recalcitrant Commonwealth countries after the Twitter bomb China's gay ban plan, and a lesbian folk singer builds an indigenous bridge from Canada to Australia. All that and more this week as our month-long 30th anniversary celebration continues on This Way Out.
I'm Michelle Yater.
And I'm Christopher Gall.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending April 21st, 2018. Overturning laws that ban private, consensual, adult, same-gender sex quickly became a major discussion topic as the biennial Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting kicked off this week in London. 36 of the United Kingdom's 53 Commonwealth nations still maintain Victorian-era anti-gay sex laws. The mother country repealed similar laws years ago. According to Pink News, those 36 countries are home to a third of the world's population, situated on a quarter of the world's landmass. They include several African, Caribbean, and South Asian nations, ranging from Kenya to Bermuda to India. Addressing Commonwealth heads of government at the summit, British Prime Minister Theresa May said that, "I am all too aware that these laws were often put in place by my own country. They were wrong then, and they are wrong now." As the United Kingdom's Prime Minister, she added, "I deeply regret the fact that such laws were introduced and the legacy of discrimination, violence, and even death that persists today."
A large demonstration against colonial-era sodomy laws was held soon thereafter outside the London headquarters of the Commonwealth. Activists from countries like Uganda, Jamaica, and Sri Lanka described what it's like to be queer in their countries. The government later announced that it had established a £5 million fund to facilitate the repeal of anti-LGBT and anti-women's laws in the Commonwealth nations that lag behind. The global queer rights group ILGA reported that there have been arrests for homosexual acts in at least 15 Commonwealth countries in just the last 3 years. But a columnist in one of the Commonwealth's more hysterically homophobic nations, Nigeria's Guardian newspaper, accounted for British Prime Minister May's support for LGBT rights by claiming that she will soon be divorcing her husband and seeking a bride from Nigeria or another Commonwealth country.
High drama characterized the LGBT push for equality in China this week. The country's version of Twitter, Sina Weibo, announced on April 13th that it was banning all gay content. Weibo has some 400 million active monthly users. It's the eighth most visited site in China and the 21st most visited site on the planet. The ban included content with pornographic implications, promoting bloody violence, or related to homosexuality. The burgeoning Chinese queer community and its supporters, by some accounts some 100 million strong, quickly sprang into action. They lodged complaints at the company's headquarters. They called on people to sell their stock. They created the protest hashtag #IAmGay that was seen almost 2.5 billion times. They contacted media and even convinced People's Daily to criticize the move. They announced that lawsuits were in the works. 3 days later, on April 16th, Weibo backtracked. A media statement explained that the cleanup is no longer targeted at homosexual content and is mainly to clean up the subjects related to pornography and violence. Thank you for your discussion and suggestions. China decriminalized consensual adult homosexual acts and removed homosexuality from its list of mental disorders years ago. But current government regulations still ban gay content online, while a previous effort attempted to ban portrayals of LGBT people on television. And despite sometimes ham-fisted moves by the government, China is fast becoming the center of the online gay dating world. The government is said to have a financial stake in Blued, one of the world's largest social network apps that claims more than 27 million users, mostly in China itself. Meanwhile, a Chinese tech giant recently acquired the gay and bi men's hookup app Grindr.
According to a poll released this week in the Czech Republic, about 3 in 4 respondents supported marriage equality, while 3 in 5 also supported adoption rights for same-gender couples. The percentage favoring marriage equality jumped some 7 points since the last time the question was asked 2 years ago. The poll sampled 1,216 people in February. Only 19% opposed marriage equality, while 31% opposed adoption rights. About 30% agreed with the statement that acceptance of homosexuality in society contributes to the decline in morality. Equality supporters in the survey tended to skew female, be younger, and more educated. The poll was commissioned by We Are Fair, a national marriage equality advocacy group. Spokesperson Czeslaw Walek told the Czech news agency that Czechs are certainly unopposed to the happiness of gay and lesbian couples. The prime minister has previously voiced support for marriage equality, and We Are Fair counts 82 out of 200 MPs who also support equality. They acknowledge that more work needs to be done to get a marriage equality bill through Parliament. About 2,700 same-gender couples have entered into far less than equal registered partnerships in the Czech Republic. It's been the only form of legal recognition available to them since July 2006. Successful legislation to open civil marriage to same-gender couples in the Czech Republic would make it the first post-Soviet-era country to do so.
Fundamentalist Christian groups are throwing up as many obstacles as they can to stifle the advent of marriage equality in Taiwan. The Constitutional Court declared on May 24, 2017, that denying civil marriage to same-gender couples was unconstitutional and gave the legislative yuan 2 years to change the relevant laws. If it doesn't, the court ruled, marriage equality comes into force automatically. The Alliance of Taiwan Religious Groups is now trying to force public votes on the definition of marriage and on creating civil unions for same-gender couples instead of letting them marry. If they collect about 282,000 valid signatures for each question by the end of August, voters will then be asked on November 24th, do you agree that the marriage regulations in the civil code should define marriage as between a man and a woman? And do you agree with using means other than the marriage regulations in the civil code to protect the rights of two people of the same gender to build a permanent life together? If a voter referendum passes which conflicts with the Constitutional Court ruling, the results would probably be challenged in a new court case. Meanwhile, queer activists are urging the legislative yuan to stop delaying implementation of the 2017 Constitutional Court ruling and equalize marriage by adding same-gender couples to the relevant regulations in the civil code. If that fails, activists are considering trying to qualify pro-queer referenda of their own.
A leading global human rights group and major banking and legal institutions are joining forces in Hong Kong to support a lesbian's efforts to get a dependent visa for her wife. The couple, known as QT and SS, entered into a civil partnership in the UK years ago. SS eventually moved to Hong Kong for work, but the Chinese city's immigration department denied QT a dependent visa because it does not recognize same-gender unions. The couple won a landmark victory in Hong Kong's High Court last September, but the celebration was short-lived when the Immigration Department filed an appeal. Amnesty International and 15 financial institutions issued a joint statement this week seeking to intervene on the couple's behalf in the appeal. A statement said that not recognizing same-gender unions is preventing Hong Kong from attracting the best overseas talent. Jacinta Radan, chief executive officer of the Australian Chamber of Commerce, told Bloomberg News that it's a challenge for some of our members who want to bring senior staff to Hong Kong but can't because they are in same-sex relationships. 16 Hong Kong law firms filed a separate application to intervene in the case on the couple's behalf. The court hearing the appeal has until June 5th to decide whether or not the rights group and banking and legal firms can actively participate in the case.
And finally, Columbus, Indiana, the hometown of unabashedly anti-queer U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, hosted its first ever LGBT Pride Festival on April 14th. Organizer Aaron Bailey called the larger-than-expected turnout of more than 2,000 people awesome. It was her senior class project at Columbus Signature Academy. Many attendees who braved gloomy skies and threats of rain said it was a chance to send a message to Pence about diversity and inclusivity. Bailey had originally asked for a permit to close just one block for the Pride Festival. It wound up covering two blocks and featured 36 vendor booths, including representatives of area Unitarians, Disciples of Christ, and Presbyterians. The Presbyterians handed out rainbow-colored wristbands that said, "Love abundantly." The vice president did not attend the festival, nor was he expected to. Coverage by the Indianapolis Star noted, however, that Pence impersonator Glenn Pennell of New York did. Wearing a dark suit jacket, button-down shirt and tie, and with neatly parted white hair and a plastic smile, Pennell may have resembled the vice president, but only from the waist up. Below the equator, Pennell wore tight-fitting short shorts and told reporters that they could call him Mike Hot Pence.
That's News Wrap, global queer news with attitude, for the week ending April 21st, 2018. Written by Greg Gordon, produced with Brian DeShazer, and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles.
Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap from This Way Out is brought to you by you.
Help keep us on the air and in your ears at the newly renovated thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast. For This Way Out, I'm Michelle Yater.
And I'm Christopher Gall.
Coup Gras is the indigenous component of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Marking Mardi Gras' 40th anniversary this year, Coup Gras kicked it up a notch by featuring indigenous artists from Canada for the first time. As we continue our celebration of this route's 30th anniversary this month, we remember how fortunate we've been over the years to have fine volunteer correspondents from down under. Barry McKay is the newest addition to that contingent, and he caught up with Canadian Coup Gras performer Lacey Hill during this year's festivities.
Much for having us, Mooglin, and Mardi Gras. Happy 40th anniversary, which is friggin' awesome. I'm so happy to be here to share with you some of my original music.
Here to celebrate 40th Mardi Gras celebrations here for Pride, and I am so thankful to be here to share my music and to share who I am and where I come from
And I just wanted to thank Sydney Pride and Mardi Gras and also Mughalin Theater Festivals for having us here. We are their first international artists, which is amazing. And I'm so ready to represent and really get to know the individuals here in Sydney and Australia because they've been awesome so far. So I'm really excited to make these connections with the Black youth as well. We're doing a workshop with them throughout the week. A little bit about myself. I have a couple CDs out. You could totally catch me on my website, Lacey Hill Music, LaceyHill Music @gmail.com. My website is LaceyHillMusic.com. I'm on all the social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you Google my name, Lacey Hill, I will come up, which is pretty amazing for a little res girl coming off the reserve and being actually Googleable, which is amazing, I think.
Beyond those clouds is sunshine, so bright it won't hurt your eyes. Oh, I won't lie, you've been on my mind, buried in these memories that I find. All I see is you. In my heart I know it's true. Without you around, I'm blue. 'Cause all I ever see is you.
Whereabouts in Canada are you from exactly?
It's like Ontario, Southern Ontario. Yeah, that's where the Six Nation lies. Yeah. It's a reserve. Reservation is more U.S. language. Okay. Yeah, but reserve is more what we have. Yeah, it's 6 miles. It's supposed to be on, like, we made treaties and stuff like that, but I don't want to get into that because they're all broken over there in Canada, so I don't really want to get into that stuff because I come here and, you know, I see the Black flag up, which is amazing. You guys are one step ahead of us for sure. So there's a lot of things that need to be taken into consideration when we're partnering with our Indigenous community. And that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to is uniting internationally. So now that, you know, I'm out here, we're doing our thing, we're making our connections. We want to just promote that love and togetherness. And that's pretty much my albums. Volume 1 and Volume 2 is 528. That's a frequency and vibration of love. So that's what I try to vibrate on whenever I'm in public, whenever I see family, friends, fans. That's what I want to promote. You can check me out on all the social media pages if you like my tunes. You can even get it online, Spotify and iTunes. This one's called Better Days.
LGBTIQ Canadians?
For us, it's a struggle. On top of being just Indigenous, we have, you know, gay on top of that, you know what I mean? So it's like double trouble for some people. And that's why we got to stick together, and that's why we have to acknowledge each other and you know, be that good person to make those connections and stick up for people, you know what I mean? If something's not right, you know, you know, say something. That's one thing that I know I've done in the past when it's coming down to like bullying and stuff like that. We need to stick together. Everybody's different. Everybody's unique. But one thing I know for sure, we all have gifts that we have for the world. And that's my whole journey, is helping other people and helping myself, knowing my gifts and using them in the most frequency of love you can never get.
What about racism in Canada against LGBTIQ Indigenous people? Do you find that within the wider LGBTIQ community in Canada there is quite a bit of racism?
Racism against Indigenous people in Canada is really lit. It's high right now. It's ridiculous right now. There's so many things. The justice system is so unfair. There's a lot of cases that, you know, white folks are getting off of murdering Indigenous people, and that's crazy to me. Where's the justice? You know, they got an all-white jury. They got an all-white judge. Everything's all white. It's got to change, and it's got to change fast, because I know that our people are getting really sick and tired of, like, the bullshit. That's right, and that's what it is. It's race. It's total racism. It's so clear, and this is 2018. You know what I mean? You got your land. You're on your land. Let's grow some respect here and follow those treaties that we made together. It's a togetherness here. But yeah, when it comes to Canada, I'm proud to be Indigenous. I'm proud to be from Canada. I'm specifically proud to be from Six Nations. That's who I'm proud of. I don't consider myself a Canadian citizen. I'm an Indigenous person. I'm a First Nations person of Canada. That means I don't follow their rules. I follow my reserve's rules. I follow that respect. I follow the natural, ancestral teachings. You know what I mean? So, and that's got to do with love and passion, compassion. You know, like those are things that Canada really needs to take some notes on.
Can't you see me right in front of your face? Don't waste your time on silly lies, and I'll pray. Yes, I'll pray that you'll be brave enough to stay and be mine one day. I want you to love yourself. I want you to love yourself, oh babe. I want you to love yourself every day. Don't be afraid to love yourself.
Racism is gonna be there, and it's even more. It's a barrier when you're gay or queer or trans. It's just another barrier. But I'm telling you, if we can just stick together and have that good heart and good mind, I believe we can make some big movements. And look at today, look at all the people here celebrating. Like, it's so phenomenal. It's busy here, and there's no people fighting. There's actually people hugging and loving. Even though it's hot, they're still touching. You know what I mean? It's that love that's there, and that is incredible, and that's what I like to focus on.
Within your own traditions, are LGBT people, do they have a special place within your community as shaman or healing people or anything like that?
I think we've always had this kind of differences in what kind of roles you're gonna play in the community.
Two-spirit people.
Two-spirit. It's labeled that. It's a label, but we've had individuals like that ever since we've lived on this planet. Ever since we've been here, there, as if we have that concept of like, oh yeah, there's this man and woman, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Stuff was going on, you know, a long time ago. You know, people get lonely, you know. People, there's not necessarily, you know, sometimes you fall in love with a man or a woman, and that's cool, and that's fine. I'm just grateful you're able to love, able to fall in love. So whoever you can fall in love with, that's that. The love is the focus. It doesn't matter the gender. And in our culture, I believe that was open. And it's just because of society making it all these rules and all this stuff that's what's made it so hard. But if we break it down and we go right down to the roots, people have been people since we've gotten here. I mean, we've moved forward in so many ways, but in some, there's still racism, there's still injustice, there's still, you know, that kind of stuff. So to me, history repeats itself, and I don't want it to, but that's why I'm singing, and that's why I'm spreading the love that the way that I can, you know what I mean, and making those connections the way I know that are good.
Lastly, what inspires your music?
Youth, indigenous youth, people that take the time to listen inspire me, because it takes a lot. I know people are busy, and who am I, right? You know, but it's the connections. That's what inspires me too. Life experiences. Look at this, I'm here. Last year I was in a dead end job, 9 to 5, shit ass job. And now I'm here. I quit it. I quit that job and I'm pursuing music, and now I'm in Australia and I'm touring and I'm going to New Zealand in June and all these things. There's big things happening. So I'm in it for those amazing experiences and people that I'm going to meet along the way, because the better experiences I have, the better the music I'm going to pump out, because that's what inspires me to write. Oh, oh, oh.
Hi, this is Barry Mackay in Sydney, Australia. Just wanted to wish the This Way Out team all the best and congratulations for 30 years on production of the show, and got some more interviews in the bag for This Way Out coming up this year.
Thanks, Barry, for the anniversary greeting and for that interview with Lacey Hill. We'll spotlight the work of more outstanding volunteer contributors.
Learning how to write a really good play is a lifetime's work.
The most widely reported gay story in U.S. media this week was the outing of the star of an international television show.
Uh-oh. I am standing on the bones of a mountain height of pride.
So how I feel I should apologize.
Next time, as we continue celebrating 30 years of This Way Out. Thanks for tuning into This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. Program material this week came from Michelle Yater and Christopher Gall, with thanks to Brian DeShazer, and from Barry McKay. Lacey Hill performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks the Kicking Assets Fund of the Tides Foundation, the Yavanna Foundation, the estate of Christopher David Trentum, our contributing affiliate stations, and you, our individual listener donors who make this program possible. We invite you to join our 30th anniversary party at the all-new thiswayout.org. Look for This Way Out Radio on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Google+. Smile at Overnight Productions on Amazon. Email tworadio@aol.com or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California 90078, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org and on Chiampa Radio, Tampa, Florida, KRFC, Fort Collins, Colorado, 2NUR, Newcastle, New South Wales, and more than 200 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Stay tuned.